I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin. That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it. I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich, and this is The Red Lens. It is Thursday night here in New York. I have to say that I'm not excited for the weekend, but we'll get to why in a second. I want to say hello to everybody out there that is watching, and I also want to welcome in my co-host, Franklin. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right, Chris. Glad to be here tonight. More importantly, and while we have a second, I would just like to take a second or two and pay, I guess, homage to the two New York City police officers that were murdered earlier this week. It's a sad situation for all, and I wish them well on their way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for those who may be living elsewhere, there was a domestic disturbance call in one of the boroughs of New York here, and it's actually, one was a rookie cop. It was actually three of them. There was a rookie with them, and a 22-year-old and a 27-year-old, and they responded to a domestic dispute call, and basically they were kind of
ambushed. They were ambushed. They were just ambushed. It's just that simple.
All right. So unfortunately, two of the policemen were shot, killed. Ironically, the rookie who was with them was outside writing up the reports. And when he heard the gunfire and he came in, he was the guy that actually killed the perp, who ended up dying also a few days later. But yeah, very tragic. Condolences go out to them. And again, it's a scenario, and we always do it here. We embrace the law enforcement here. We know what they are up against every day. And hopefully now this will usher in some maybe cooler heads, and we'll get back to doing some things at work and make Manhattan and the boroughs a little bit safer as they used to be than what they are right now. So
remember those days when it was nice and safe?
I know. Hey, you couldn't get me to ride on the damn subway right now. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me enough to do that.
I still love my subways. And to tell you the truth, I've taken some chance. I didn't want to derail the show and derail the intro, but I've taken a lot of chances. And what I mean by that, I don't mean walking around with $20 bills hanging out of my pocket. I mean being in Times Square, being in the AC retrain later than, not that I say that I should be, but just later than when there's not a lot of people around. And I've been pretty lucky so far. But to tell you the truth, Chris, I'm not 100% sure I would feel safe in the subway. I would have to have a rabid pit bull with me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And you're not lying in terms of, the craziness that's going on out there. But I digress, and let's get on with the show here. And I want to first tell everybody, if you have yet to subscribe to the channel, it's down below here. Please do that. YouTube.com, The Red Lens. Share this out with your buddies. Also, I want to tell people that I have brought back my solo call-in show, my all call-in show called You Got a Problem. I'm sprinkling that around throughout the week. I'm going to see what days and times like actually work, that actually work better for people. So you might see me on that show, and I want to hear from you guys out there. If you got a problem with whatever's going on in society, you can't stand your girlfriend, your wife. We know how that can be. So you can
girlfriend or wife.
You know, maybe both. You know, maybe you got that.
Hey now.
That would be great. So, yeah, so you can call in on that show all the time. That's basically just me sitting there, you know, listening to your problems. But we get through them, and I've been through some crap, and I can help you out with that. So in the live call-in number for this show, as you can see it in the bottom corner here, 877-978-1745. That is a toll-free number. So if you're calling from Canada, you should be able to get in here too. I don't know if you're across the continent. If you can, you might. Maybe you have to do 9-1 or something crazy like that, or +1. But you definitely should be able to get in with that. In the chat, you will see that there is a pinned link. Okay. So if you don't have a phone and you're just sitting next to your computer or your mobile device, you can call in that way. You just fill out a little form and it pops up on our system here, and you can call in about whatever the hell we're talking about tonight. And we got a bunch of stuff that is just crazy that's happened. And let's see. You should also know that we're on Twitter at the Red Lens One. Facebook.com is the dedicated Facebook page for this show, the Red Lens One. We actually simulcast to that, to YouTube, and also to MGTOW.TV at the Red Lens. So you can find us there. You can also find us on the gram. We have a presence there. And as the ticker says, we want you to like, comment, and subscribe. Share this video out to your buddies. Share the channel out to your buddies. And if you wish to donate, you can do that. We love you if you do that. You can donate via Cash App. And that would be glorious.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
That would be great. So, let's get going here. I know there's people in the chat already. If you have a question in the chat, like a legitimate question to one of us, either myself or Franklin, put a little Q next to the wording so we know that it's, you know, important and it's actual question directed at us. So that would help us out a lot. Let's see what we're doing here. Marty said, sadly, I won't be here tonight. Oh, that's great. One moderator takes a vacation. Oh, that's terrific. Well, actually, you know, Franklin, you may not be aware of this, but he did tell me
that
he had to move. So he no longer has his fortress of solitude on the Texas plain, wherever he was out there. So he was in the process of doing that. And I think he's still kind of uprooted a little bit. So, he's chiming in about the first question of the night, or the topic, I should say, mandates. So, he's saying that he's laying at the feet of, the Corona Karens out there, mandates have the highest number of cases and, also subsequent death. The totals there. So whatever.
Wuhan Wendy's.
Yeah. Wuhan. You can do that too. Okay. So Florida just says they can't. Here in Florida, we have been one of the least restrictive states, and our COVID record has been excellent. We have also not destroyed our economy with mandates and lockdowns like so many others. He's got a point. I think Florida actually started ahead of the game. You know, they started, you know, when everybody else was kind of still going all over the place and not knowing what they were doing, they took the initiative to, basically go out there and say, okay, how can, you know, what is the population that we need to kind of pinpoint here that is under duress, and focus on them first, and then we kind of spread out that way. And that's what they did. And you know, while they still had their flare-ups like every other state,
right,
I don't think it's been as severe or as like we've had it in New York. It's been like that. Hopefully we're coming down again and we'll be done, but we'll see what the spring brings with that. Tim Earl says, yo, all right, we got It looks like a brother duo here. Oh, yeah, the Euro. Okay. These guys, it's funny, these guys are watching us right now. These guys are part of the burgeoning, like the online betting. You know, Franklin, you probably know this. New York has been joined everybody in pretty much the United States that are already doing online betting.
Yeah, I think I heard the some of the commercials on the radio. The local radio station I listened to for a short period of time yesterday because I forgot my MP device, and I had to listen to regular broadcast radio. And every other commercial was about the betting.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, every other commercial.
That's funny, but yeah, the we will actually be having them on the program probably next week. Or a little segment, because I'm actually very interested in that. I want to know maybe they can shine some light on it. What is the mystique of, you know, this online betting? And we could talk about this from the vantage points of guys. I mean, is that really, you know, it could be a fun thing, but you got to watch your butt, man.
Of course you do.
I mean, you can get really deep down a rabbit hole, and we actually. You weren't there that particular day, but I interviewed Craig Carton from WFAN, and he was very candid about how, you know, it started as a hobby. It started as, you know, just fun, and it, you know, snowballed into like some craziness. And he, you know, he got in some trouble there, and, you know, he went away for a little while. And, you know, thankfully he's on WFAN now. He does the afternoon drives there with Evan Roberts, and they're doing good. Good for him. And he's a prime example of, you know, a situation that can get out of control if you're not careful about your betting habits. So, Matt Downer is in the house. That's awesome. Way to be. No cap, no BS. I like that. That's great. Oh my goodness. You know what? I think we got to give you a little,
hey now,
just for that screen name alone. What's up, Chris? Great show. And what's up to the chat and the panel? Awesome. Glad you are here. We want to hear what you guys have to say. Pastor Dab made it. Very nice. Glad to see that. No mandate from where he sits. So he's probably in Florida too. Tim Earl says New York just became legal on New Year's. Yes, that is correct. Absolutely be smart, but it still can be profitable. Okay. So let's, we got all that, shenanigans out of the way. Let's see. Okay. So again, like I said, the first thing I wanted to bring up here is the whole thing on mandates in general. Okay. And we've been living with, you know, chaos for about 2 years. Okay. We've had a lot of things change. We've had a lot of things get instituted, then get dropped. We've had things kind of be set up a certain way and then get changed. And then we've also had two different areas, the local government, you know, here, you know, obviously every state has a local government.
Right.
And then you've had the federal government, AKA the White House, come out and at random times have said, you know, sometimes totally different things as we go all the way back when things first started and nobody knew anything. But then even as we've gotten in this past year, they've been situations where the CDC will come out and say something, and then the federal government will come out, and then your local government will come out and say and do something, and they don't all line up. And that's where I think the confusion comes in predominantly. One thing I do know is that they have gotten very very much mixed messages with the kids out there. And we're seeing here that, again, they expanded the mandate for the kids wearing masks back in December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's now in February, and they had an injunction just yesterday about it, and for about a half a day, it was off, and then subsequently that afternoon, it was put back on. Like another judge said, well, no, you know, you still have to have the kids wear the masks. Well, you know, that didn't sit very well with a lot of the parents, and they flipped out because it's been 2 years. And depending on the data you look at, okay, what reports, it's either a small difference in terms of these kids being safe and healthy, okay, with the random masks.
Because right.
We know this. We know that if you're not wearing the N95 suckers that are like, you know, it's almost like a friggin', it's almost like a
Bane.
Yeah, it's like a one of those minor masks, you know, like
like a respirator.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the two big filters right here.
If you're not wearing that sucker, then you know, you're really not making a big dent in the possibility of inhaling, you know, somebody else's sickness, basically, you know,
droplets.
Yeah. I mean, and we're not even talking about, you know, COVID here. We're talking about, you know, even if they have the seasonal flu, you know, you that's still around. You can still get that.
It's taking a back seat, though.
It has.
It's taking a bit of a back seat.
It has. A few people were remarking, like last year, we didn't even have any, like they didn't report any cases.
Who cares?
Well, a few of these people did care, but
that one can't kill you.
That is true. That is true. And again, I am not, you know, and this is for the YouTube censors out there. I am not saying that, you know, COVID isn't a thing and masks aren't good and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not saying anything like that. Okay, I am just reporting that this is what's going on out there, all right? And it's getting a little crazy because I'm gonna show you, and I think I have this queued up right. One parent really kind of went a little overboard in her enthusiasm to say that, you know, she was done having her kids wear a mask. So let's take a look at this.
All right.
No mask mandates. My children will not come to school on Monday with a mask on. All right. That's not happening. And I will bring every single gun loaded and ready to, I will call every.
That's 3 minutes. You don't have to have
3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's pretty crazy. Okay, that's a little much. Okay,
did she mean real guns? No, she didn't mean that, right? She just meant, you know, she's coming in armed with information. She didn't mean a real gun, right, Chris?
I would hope not. Okay. Needless to say, she was spoken to by the local law enforcement of that area.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, so cooler heads prevailed. She cooled off. And
bad choice of words.
But, I mean, that's what we're – that's what's going on here now because, again, you know, we're moving into – well, I mean, technically, you could say we're moving into year three. You know, almost three, you know, with, you know, having to deal with things like this, because it was really, you know, as we ushered in 2020, that we were hearing about this, but, you know, again, I think there comes a time when, and there will be, when we say, okay, what, you know, what is the benefit to cost ratio in terms of what's going on here. Now we're lucky that this Omicron one is less, you know, less viral. Okay. It's not, that doesn't affect the same parts of your, you know, your body. And then, subsequently it doesn't, last as long, and it doesn't impact you as much. Doesn't lay you out.
There will be others, Chris. You know that, right?
your vote is that there will be others coming down the pipeline?
It's strange that you should mention this because yesterday I was just listening to another local radio station, and they had a guest speaker from, of all places, Africa, which I think they said 9% of that population is vaccinated. Okay. But he was saying that there will be other variants. There's no doubt about it.
Nice.
But continue on, Chris. Once again, I didn't mean to derail. You know what? That was him.
Yeah, it was him.
That was him.
No, I believe you. I did hear something that there was like some whacked out, like one, like Omni, you know, B1 or something like that. I mean, they're making up names at this point, but I'm hoping, like I said, that once we get through the winter, that things will change and we'll be done with this. But I can see that, it's going to be something that's difficult for people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to be, a difficult thing. And like I said, we had some crack people that we have on the ground here that were at actually a rally that was local around town. So let me see if I have a photo of that.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Here's one of them. All right. So there you go. No mess for these people. Send all these things out. So they don't, there was a rally there and they don't want that. They don't want their kids wearing stuff. You know, it's, let's see here.
Not only that, I just hope that there aren't going to be a series of a longer series of boosters, because that's not what that's for. So you're not supposed to depend on that.
Right. And, the New York City governor is not very popular with these groups of people.
Uh-oh.
So they are, but they're mad. They're mad that the kids, have to still wear this. And they're saying that some of their kids are getting deterred in their studies. You know, they're not developing because of these mandates. So now I guess with speech, I guess it has.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
So they feel that they're being put under the gun because of that, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, I think this spring, maybe these masks, at least in school, might become optional. We'll see. I'm a little bit more optimistic than my co-host here, but we'll see.
I will tell you one thing, Chris, though. I can guarantee that there will be no masks in school towards the end of June, July, and August.
Yeah,
Yes. How's that?
Yes. And we'll let our audience chew on that one. But again, mandates are, to me, are good for temporary stuff. They are not something to live under. And we've seen that with places internationally that it didn't work very well. So let's hope that we move on from that.
All right.
And we are going to move on from that.
But of course.
We are moving on from that because I wanted to talk about somebody that, and this is ironic because when we were a fledgling show and starting out, I used to kind of compare the humor that we were doing with, and some of our, little sound effects we drop, our homages to this person and his show. But, Howard Stern, I feel, is kind of, losing touch with a lot of things and a lot of, principles that he kind of stood for back in the day. And I remember him saying that, well, my show has to evolve, and I can't be talking to and about strippers when I'm, 65 years old.
Don't see why not.
To me, I don't see a problem with that. But he felt he had to make that pivot, and when we see a lot of pivots, we see pivots in the sphere here that we hang out in. And I went on a little diatribe last week about that on the You Got a Problem program, where I felt that there was a lot of guys in the sphere that have made an extreme pivot to where they don't even appear to be or sound like the guys that they were 5, 6, 7 years ago, when they first started out. And I think they're doing themselves and the space an extreme disservice by doing that. And I understand everybody wants to make their money, but when you get to the point, and I'll ask you this, Franklin, your opinion. I kind of look at the Manosphere as a man-oriented space. Okay, one of the few spots that we can go and we can, commiserate and tell how things are in the world and share some ideas back and forth. I don't think it's a place where, women belong in terms of being on a showcase or being showcased by men. Okay, and especially talking about, red pill philosophy or understanding, because that's ours. That's the way we as woken men, are seeing the world now. It's not, they're to me, the women are part of the matrix. They're part of the humdrum, society and how things are, and just like they're part of this artwork. Okay. They're part of those, these signs you see floating around us here that we're trying to tell you guys to wake up about. So I ask you, I'm not saying that they can't be on a program and you can't interview a woman and you can't talk about something she's got going on, or if she's got, if she's an Instagram model or something and you want to, kind of talk about, well, why the hell are you doing that kind of thing? You can have those conversations and they're good. And, I don't mind doing that, that's fine. But I don't, I don't care what they have to say about red pill theory or, what guys are doing or aren't doing, because
they should have their own thing.
Right.
They should have their own thing. And like you said, let us have I scratched that. Not let us have it. It is ours. Okay. There is no let us about it. Stay your ass outside of that. You've got your own things to talk about and to dwell about. Just stay out of it. Okay. Right. You have no cause to comment.
Right. Well, they'll comment.
I forgot about that one. But yeah, stay your ass out of it. You've got your own problems to deal with. Go away.
Don't go away, man. Just go away.
That's all.
And again, that's my take on it. It's not a mean take, okay? Because women have all they got their daytime programs. They got their magazines. They got, they have their own channels, okay, where they talk about dating and relationships and what it means to them. And, they can have their little, little neurosis, back and forth, and that's fine.
They already got the hoop lowered, right? They already got the hoop lowered, and I think the ball was even smaller. So,
right.
How much more? Well, you give them an inch, you'll take a foot or whatever it is.
That's right.
Absolutely. There's no need for any, I can't think of the word, outside interference, if you will.
Oh, yeah. No, and again, I think in talking about this, I think it marries well with what we're seeing from Howard Stern recently, and it could be a little histrionics. It could be his way of getting over, okay, in terms of, you know, throwing his name. Yeah, you know, because, well, what are we doing now? We're talking about what he said, you know, and what he has been saying.
Maybe I missed it, but what exactly, Chris, did I miss it? What exactly did he say? I mean, I know ever since he married that wife of his, he just went downhill. He's not the same old.
He did, right? He got a little weird. Okay,
he got a lot weird.
You know,
he got that wife of his.
Yeah, and you know, she's good looking. You know, let's call it like it is.
Hey,
but she's, you know, she's one of these, like, you know, she's into all, you know, rescuing all the, you know, every animal on earth. And she wants, you know, she's definitely a Hampton socialite. Because,
yeah, you get a 401k with that, sister. Yeah. Really? Okay. If right. you weren't Mrs. Howard Stern, would you be doing that? Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. It was, yeah, again, you know, when a man of means has means, you know, the women will come calling most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
But he, you asked, well, what the hell was, you know, has he been saying? Well, here we go. The first thing he came out and said recently is that, hospitals shouldn't even admit unvaccinated patients. They should just go home and die. So that was pretty crazy. He says on his SiriusXM radio, show that he has, at this point, they have been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. Stern has also been very vocal against people who oppose the vaccinations and has been in favor of mandates and protocol. We were just talking about it, mandates.
Right.
So this guy that has been anti-establishment his whole life and built his whole, you know, empire of radio on being anti-establishment, screw my boss. We've all saw, you know, Private Parts. And now he's all about mandates and lockdowns and protocols and doing it, you know.
Hauled ass out of New York City just as fast as he could to get out there and hide out east.
You better believe it. And as a matter of fact, he still might not be in the regular studio that he was before COVID dropped.
Oh, I don't think he will. Cause I mean, way before this, him and his brother, that other nut job, what's his face? Howie Mandel. They're well-known germ-phobes.
Right.
They just are. I mean, they both made that quite clear during the show and that other panel show that he was on, the talent show, whatever it was called. Okay. He made that quite clear. I'll almost bet that he never steps foot in New York City again.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, he summed up his little diatribe by saying, you know, to the unvaccinated, F their freedom. I want my freedom to live.
Oh,
now that's, you know, again, that's a little bit extreme, because again, the percentage of people that get admitted to the hospital in a very serious way with this stuff and then have a bad outcome versus the people that get it, there's an extreme, you know, chunk of, you know, a group there and data. Now, again, if you know you're immune compromised and you have stuff going on, absolutely. You know, don't go to, you know, crazy public places. And if you do, you know, wear a quality mask, you know, I would say that. But, you know, you can't come out and say something like that blanket, you know, that general, like, oh, well, you know, you're going to kill me if you don't get vaccinated. Well, you know, not if you don't hang around the person, you know, you're not going to have to worry about that. So again, a little disingenuous from a guy for 30 years was the anti-establishment guy.
Right.
Right. So
very much so.
And he continued on his craziness this past week when he kind of said something very weird against Meatloaf, the ex-rocker who recently just passed away.
That's right. Okay. He passed away as well.
And he said Shock Jock coldly demanded that the Bat Out of Hell singer Meatloaf's family speak up concerning COVID vaccinations and declared that he believes the recently passed rock legend was drawn into a weird expletive cult over allegedly refusing to get vaccinated. Now, again, there was nothing said one way or the other if Meatloaf was vaccinated or not. He just simply passed away, you know, at the age of 74. You know, he had a lot of issues.
Right.
You know, but he was already battling a form of cancer for, I think, the better part of a decade. So now I don't know if he was unvaccinated because he was taking chemotherapy and other stuff like that. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, you really shouldn't do both if you're doing a procedure. So it is very possible that maybe he wasn't, but either way, again, we're seeing him, you know, come out and even this Grace Curley chimed in on Twitter, said, please tell us more, Howard, about how you would like the family of Meatloaf to grieve. Anything else you want them to say to make them feel better? You know, she's now again being tongue in cheek, you know, but again, he seems to really have been jumped on this, you know, vax kind of thing, in a big way. He also went off on, it says it right here, I'm not going to play it.
Oh, the tennis, I heard about that. Words.
What?
Mm. Yeah, the tennis player.
Yeah, Novak right. Djokovic. And he's over here claiming just throw him the bleep out of tennis altogether. But again, you know, it's almost like that now he's a crusader. You know, he's the crusader. And it draws some parallels in my mind to the flip-flop of, you know, a lot of people talk in political terms how back in the 70s and 80s and a good part of the 90s, the Democratic Party was the party that was anti-establishment. You know, right. I'm burn my bra and, you know, get the hell out of here. Get out of my life, you know, big brother. And now we're seeing a total flip-flop on that where they're the party that's saying, hey, you know, government, come on in, you know, and, you know, pay this bill for me and tell me, you know, how much I can buy of this and whatnot, you know. So there's a lot of that going on. And a lot of people are saying, you know, time out. What's, you know, what are we looking at here? So, well, what's your take on Mr. Stern?
Well, to tell you the truth, I started listening to him back in the early 90s, and I just could not get enough of the show just for the fact that he really didn't pull any punches. Uh-oh. I lost my co-host. But anyhow, where you at? Oh, there you are. Okay. It's funny. I can't talk to you unless I'm talking to I was seeing a black box there. I used to listen to him on a regular basis and only due to the fact that he spoke from me. He spoke from me. Okay. He took down people who took themselves way too seriously and just put it out there. And that's what got me to be a listener. And then when he moved over to satellite radio, I thought it was the best thing in the world.
Right.
And then, obviously got divorced and married this other chick. And just the whole show just changed. But you didn't really ask me about that. But to answer your question, Chris, it's like like you said, a parallel to what he used to be to what he is now. And I was actually seriously thinking, and this is not going to hurt him one bit, okay, of re-upping my satellite subscription. And I mean, I probably will do it, but the thing of it is, would I pay the extra money to hear him and his liberal buddies yammer on and carry on. I'm not 100% sure I would do that because it's not the same show. And like you said, everybody, you change over a period of time. I can't think of the right word for it, but you change. Okay. Things change, views change, but I'm not 100% sure that I would, get another subscription just because of the turn that he has taken. And to tell you the truth, he probably does not give one flying F. He just doesn't. Okay. All right. The money that he would lose from me being a subscriber doesn't even faze him. You know what I mean? Okay. He's got enough. He's got enough more faithful listeners than I. But in a nutshell, Chris, it's just what you said. It's too much of a parallel, or opposite, I should say. It's too much of what he is now and not enough of what he used to be, sadly.
So you're saying
you're fired.
I'm saying get to stepping. Now I'm not saying that anymore.
Nice.
He's supposed to retire anyhow soon, anytime soon too. And he's got his goofy other subsidiary channels and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Did you ever catch him on Channel 9?
No.
What?
Oh wait, you mean back in the day?
Way back. Way back. He was on Channel 9. The set was like, a couple of cardboard boxes and on a 90-degree angle and a microphone.
And it's so true, when it was back then, and these guys were more humble and they were just all about, doing it and being funny, even Jon Stewart back in the day. I used to love watching Jon Stewart on Channel 9. Okay. He was on the same dude. It was like a late night thing. It was him. And
was it weekly or just weekend?
I think it was the weekends.
Okay.
I think it was the weekend. I think it was like Saturday night. And it was great, but again, it was because these guys were hungry. They weren't, pandering to the masses, things like that. Very much like we are. I just want to tell people again, the call in number 877-978-1745. If you have an opinion or a question or you want to weigh in on the mandates that are going out there, maybe your state or your town is friggin' nuts and you want to share a story, go ahead. Or maybe you have an opinion on Mr. Stern. Is he way off the reservation now? Is he nowhere near what he used to be? Or maybe you still like him, I mean, I still think he's funny in general, but I just feel that he's kind of part of the establishment now. He's part of the same establishment that he was railing against for 30 years.
It's like Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols now flogging the same thing that he was against in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
Like now. And now he's flogging butter commercials and things like that, but he's changed as well.
Right. Matt Downer says food, medicine, and proper homeschooling, the big three. There you go. I always preferred Opie and Anthony to Howard Stern anyway. Well, there you go. Joker.
Whip him out Wednesday. Remember that?
Yeah, that was good. What was it? Was it Anthony that got in trouble that one time?
You know what? I don't remember. One of the guys that I used to work with who retired was buddies with whichever one, and I forgot which one it was. But that was good. That was a good gig, those guys.
Yep. And I love our Russian audience here, or Greek, or whatever that is.
Oh, boy.
But you're going to have to do a translator if you're going to type something, because I can't read that stuff. Jawara D. King, author of 7 books, is in the house.
I haven't read 7 books.
I know.
I'm telling you, that's an accomplishment.
Well, let me tell you, this guy is accomplished. He's got his own nice house over there. I think he's in, he's probably watching this. So if I screw it up, it doesn't matter. He's over there in like North Carolina somewhere in a beautiful house.
Good for him.
And he's saying, F the mask, he is not a fan. So there you go. Mandates should only be for the elderly. You know, Marty, there you go, Marty. This is, you know what? We'll give him this. There you go. Very nice. I like that. I think that's the quote of the night. There we go. I'm not even going to go, you know, I could go deeper into this joke, but I'm no pun intended. There we go. There we go.
Hey now.
But I won't. Okay. So, all right. So let's get back to what we're doing here. We,
all right.
I don't want to go too far off the reservation here.
What's next?
What is next? Well, what is next is, as I bring it up here, you like music, right?
Sure, I do.
Okay. Well, probably one of your favorite band groups, I should say, Marilyn Manson, is in some hot water.
Again? Or still?
He is the latest of the famed rockers to get a charge against him, and I purposely misspelled this. Okay, I didn't just do this, but you can't put certain words on YouTube, so or say them.
Really?
So we'll just say that Marilyn Manson was eating some of the grapes, so he was accused of some nastiness over the past week here. And I like to bring this stuff up because this is the stuff that guys have to be, you know, cognizant of when they're out there and they're dating. But Evan Rachel Wood, that's your first problem, getting involved with a chick with a guy's name. That's usually a bad thing.
Got the tip off?
Yes, but... Evan Rachel Wood claims Marilyn Manson essentially raped her while making the music video for his 2007 single Heart-Shaped Glasses. The allegation was made in a documentary about Wood's life, including her four-year relationship with the shock rocker. She revealed that... she was you know what by her significant other, which is him. Okay. So basically
April.
Yeah. Wood discussed being groomed into a relationship with Manson. You know, I guess that just magically happened over the course of four or five dates. Every time they hung out, Franklin, you know, that didn't count. You know, like her going over to his place, that didn't count. He was still grooming her to get in, you know, to get in the car, to drive over there or to spend the weekend with him and then thus get, you know, maybe common wed married. I don't know if they were legally married, but
I just don't get it.
Right. The Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, was 18 years older. Okay, she was just 18. All right, which I don't see a problem with that. She said the first crime against her took place later when making the video. There's nothing I thought, it's nothing like I thought it was going to be. The characters having, you know, sex in bed and drenched in blood. We were doing things that were not what was pitched to me. Okay, so. Yeah, again, this is the first BS meter that I call here. Okay, the first one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the fecal matter detector is going off the scale.
Absolutely. Because these productions, okay, whether it's a video, a movie, a TV series, they have people that are involved in, you know, working with contracts. Finding out, you know, she has a manager. Okay. So she knows exactly what is going to be expected of her before she even walks on the set. Okay. That's all negotiated for money, et cetera, all that stuff. Safety. Okay. Especially safety, you know, whether it's simulated blood or even in this case, simulated sex scenes. Okay. But she says once they were rolling, he started penetrating me for real. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. I find that, and again, these sets, when they're filmed, there's a guy with a friggin' boom mic. Okay. It's a friggin' guy, it's a director there, So, I mean, she's in essence, Franklin, saying that they ended up, doing a porn movie. That's basically what
I was just getting ready to say, Chris. That's exactly what this sounds like, but they were doing it to music.
And again, it's just the aspect of, and that's it for that article. It's the aspect of this.
Beautiful People's a better song, anyhow. Okay.
Well, I mean, let's call it like it is. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his, but that's really his only song. I mean, to me, he's a one hit wonder. For all intents and purposes. I don't know. But this is what I'm talking about, okay, with the guys out there. And listen up. You have to be very cognizant of what situations you put yourself in, okay? Now, this is something that happened friggin' back in 2007, okay? And this girl is coming back, knocking on his door. Well, he's not knocking. The lawyer serving the papers is knocking on the door, okay? But this is what happens, okay? And, he's not the most sharpest tool in the shed. He's not all there. And
you need a body cam these days to walk around.
You do. You totally do. It's the fact of, getting these whacked out chicks, and I'm sure she was awesome in the sack, and that's great. But
allegedly,
but they they're also nuts in general. So you gotta be careful. Again, a lesson learned to you guys out there. Juara says I'm in South Jersey. Okay, all right. Not as I'm sorry, not as scenic as I thought. So.
Actually, South Jersey's got a lot of nice places. I prefer South Jersey to North Jersey, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so with sorry. I'm sure it's a beautiful place. I shouldn't say that.
There
are nice places in South Jersey and whatnot. So now what does she mean essential? I know, right? I know he essentially,
he rolled over.
Yeah. He rolled over and his phallus, rubbed up against me. So
he nay X A A B R A.
Right. There you go. No popo report equals no. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what is it? What did Snoop say? Oh no, who sung that song? It ain't a crime if you don't got caught.
Oh yeah, I feel it.
Everlast said that. So, but I wanted a bad boy. I'm a victim. Yeah, there you go. The same thing that triggered her to be hot for him. Now she turns it around, and that's the cause of the problem. So there you go.
Know what? You don't want to be a victim? Date Josh Groban. How's that?
There you go, right. And we see it all the time. And I didn't bring the article up, but guess who popped the question to his, I guess it's been 1 or 2 years they've been hanging out, but rocker Machine Gun Kelly just proposed to Megan Fox.
Really? So
she literally, okay, guys. She literally has turned Machine Gun Kelly into Brian Austin Green. The same guy that she couldn't stand to be around and divorced. Guess what?
He turned him into.
There we go. Pretty well. Watch. You're going to see him this summer, like with a different hairstyle, wearing like sweaters and crap, doing cardigan. The little cardigan there. Hampton Bays, okay. There you go. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Gay.
How long were they even dating for? To tell you the truth, I don't know how long.
Like I said, I think it was. I mean,
I don't think it's long, right? Maybe a year.
Yeah, 18 months, something like that. I mean, now again, you know, celebrities, they live in a different world, and, you know, getting married is like, you know, going out on a second date to them.
Next Tuesday, I'll get married.
Yeah, next, you know what? We're going to Tulum, so why don't we just get married there?
While we're at it.
Hey, wonderful idea. All right. Again, the live caller number 877-978-1745 for you guys out there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Red Lens. Do that and do it now. And do it often with your friends. Okay. So that was that. What else did I have here? Yes. Franklin, you know, I wanted to start doing something a little bit where we could just compare and contrast how I would give advice versus, some of the more traditional, articles out there that would give advice.
Really?
Yes. And everybody knows, Dear Abby, you know, everybody knows that back in the day. Okay. Very good advice, that women would write in to, this particular, writer, author, and they would get, information and, advice from this lady. Well, I figured, you know what, I'm going to look at some of the stuff that people are writing in to her and then give my vantage point as, you know, the Red Lens. So let's see in our first installment here, you know, and if I had some good music, I would play it. But I don't.
Dear Red Lens music.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's see. Wait, hold on.
Maybe find some Marilyn Manson.
Let's see some, here we go. Maybe this will be good.
Lo-fi AMSR.
Here we go.
AMSR.
Very soothing. Very soothing for people as we bring up the article. We'll bring up this article here. Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. Oh, wait a second. All right, we'll stop that.
Yeah.
All right, so as we're seeing here, all right, so Abby is saying here that dear Abby, but dear Red Lens, I've been going out with this guy for a couple of months. The problem is he's always talking to every woman he sees.
Oh, boy.
A 2-second conversation to a several minute conversation. He doesn't even know 99% of these girls. When we go to the store, I feel like I'm invisible. Maybe you are. He'll walk away from me and start talking to women. I don't trust him completely because sometimes he flirts or says something that could be taken in a sexual way. Oh boy. Uh-oh. Let's see. I do love him, but I feel I have reason to be jealous. I wish I was the only girl for him. Please give me advice. Not number one in Pennsylvania. So,
Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania. Well, your first mistake is that you live in Pennsylvania. Well, here it is. You know, not number one. You are not number one. Okay. Nor should you probably should be. Okay. If you are going out with him and he is flirting with other chicks and doing all sorts of other things. There's probably a lot more going on to this story than just, you know, him magically flirting with other girls or disrespecting you in public. Okay. I would probably say that maybe put out some more. No, just kidding. I would probably say that, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, maybe he's, you know, they say it all the time. You know, maybe he's just not that into you. They had a book like that.
That's I believe that was, wasn't that the title?
Yeah.
Or wasn't there a movie, I think, of that similar title?
I think they made it into a movie.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm trying to have some fun here, Franklin. You know, so as I was saying, yeah, you probably should take the hint that he's not into you. The sex wasn't that good, and you're not that good. So go find somebody that thinks you are that good,
that's deserving of you.
How's right? That? Right. Well, yeah, there
or you
go.
Think there. That's deserving.
There of you go. That's fine. You put it a little bit more eloquently than I do. but yeah, I think this relationship is doomed. But knowing the beast that is the female out there in the world, she will not take the hint. She will stay in this bad relationship for probably at least another 6 months until she gets so ticked off that she probably cheats on him and then it's over anyway. You know, so there you go. There's my first Dear Red Lens entry there for all you. And I hope I help some women out there. So there you go.
Wait, hold on a minute. I think that's her. I think that's her climbing out onto the ledge.
Yeah, there she is. There she is. Yep. There she is. Let's see.
There you go. Ooh, yep. Well, she made a bit of a mess there.
Yeesh. Well, she, don't take my advice. all right. So, let's see here. What is Marty saying? But I wanted to bear. Yeah, we got that. Do freaky things. The other girls won't. There you go. Right. Yeah. No
same thing I used to tell. It's the same thing I used to tell my girl. What's her name? What's the friend's chick? What's her name? The blonde that everybody goes crazy over. The TV show Friends. What's her name? Plain Jane. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? The reason her man left is because another chick, okay, attracted him from her. You got to keep your man at home, and you got to know how to keep your man at home.
Oh yeah.
You know, Angelina Jolie knew how to keep one man at home. I think she did anyhow at one time. She kept her man there. She kept a lot of people's men at home, actually.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so we're actually getting to the most favorite part of the show that I know you like.
Oh no, not quick hits, is it?
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the quick hits.
Poor John Dandy.
So let's. This is some rapid fire analysis of some crazy stuff that we found on the internet. So we will start with the first one up here. Is going to be Bravo has ceased filming with Real Housewives star Jenny. How do you pronounce that, Franklin?
I think it might be Nguyen or maybe just Gyun. I'm not sure.
All right.
I think that's what, Korean or Vietnamese? I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can get the hate mail then. Okay.
No, that's okay. So, be the first time.
Bravo has announced Tuesday that in the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, cast member Jenny. Has been let go from the show after viewers found multiple offensive posts alleging she shared allegedly shared by the reality TV star. The subsequent offensive social media posts have been taken down, but the individual memes have not been confirmed by her. They resurfaced on Reddit. Big surprise. they posted a dozen of screenshots of the content that was shared on her page. They came out and basically said, we recognize that this is inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. I think basically what was going on here, Franklin, was that she made some inferences to some African-Americans.
Did she?
And that was a no-no.
Which?
And yep. And she goes bye-bye. Again, not a big loss. Those shows are just cesspools anyway, but...
Guyan. I think it might be Guyan now that I think about it. But my question to you... Yes. Did you happen to hear what she said, or because I'm curious, like what could a whatever she is, Vietnamese, Korean, whatever she is, okay, possibly have to say against African Americans or other, also known as Black people?
Well, I didn't hear what it was, but you know, I mean, this could be constituted as Asian hate, right?
She could have. I never thought about that.
She could have a case for some Asian hate here.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
I would definitely look into that, Miss whatever your name is. Okay,
so fix your wagon.
Let's move on here. Let's see.
Asian hate.
Weekend at Bernie's comes to life when two men drag a dead guy into the post office, demanding his pension. In a scene reminiscent from the film Weekend at Bernie's.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, it was great. Police in Ireland have been investigating reports that two men dragged a dead man into a local post office to allegedly collect his pension. The Irish Times is reporting that the men had gone to the post office in the township of Carlo on Friday morning to inquire about collecting someone's pension, saying the pensioner was ill and could not come himself. They said that, well, he's got to be present. So that didn't let them stop him.
Did say anything about being alive or dead, though.
The two men propped him up, but fled the scene upon being challenged, leaving the dead man behind. Oh, my God.
Can he wave high? All right.
Can he sign his last name at least, or just initial? Can you do that? Oh my goodness!
Oh, he might have had a wee bit much to drink.
Yeah, just a bit. You know,
it's a horrible accent. I tried.
Yeah. Oh, that old Shaughnessy is a iron constitution there, doesn't he? What the fuck is going on? Oh, God.
Here, Patty.
Here, Patty, because everybody's Patty over there, right?
Yeah, I think that's like an England lad or something. And everybody's Patty.
All right.
That's funny.
Okay.
And then they bolted and left the stiff in the post office.
All right. And finally, school district. Denies litter boxes for students that are identifying as furries. A Michigan school district has debunked a wild claim that the school has provided litter boxes for students who identified it as furries, people who dress up as anamorphic animals. Okay. There is no truth to this. Okay. Michael E. Sorrow, the superintendent for Midland Public Schools, said in Detroit, who was accused of doing so back on a December 20th board meeting. At the school sit-down, a concerned parent, Lisa Hansen, said she was really disturbed after reported learning from a student that at least one of her schools in our town, in one of the unisex bathrooms, a litter box for kids that identify as cats was put in place. Oh, my God. I have a problem with that, she said. Furry or somebody identifies as a cat or dog or whatever. So, oh, my goodness.
Question?
Yes?
Teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Franklin recognized. What did you just read? I don't understand that.
Well, basically, there are people who are dressing up, okay, as cats or dogs, all right? And they are basically, this school basically set a litter box up for these people, and at least one child allegedly used the litter box.
On all fours? Did he lift his leg up or anything? Or?
I think so.
That ain't the kind of cat fight I'm used to seeing, but all right. Yeah. All right, this is Michigan.
Could you imagine the smell in that bathroom?
Oh yeah, it's got to be horrid.
Oh my goodness!
So when they go to lunch in the cafeteria, do they all sit down and eat their Friskies or whatever it is? What do they do there?
Well, that would be my question at the board meeting. I'd be like, was it Fancy Feast?
I can see it right now. You out? You got to take this seriously.
Oh my God! Well, I mean,
where do you go? Where do you start with it, Chris?
What?
Where do you start with that?
I don't know. I mean, what the hell is going on in Detroit, Michigan?
Maybe they've been drinking too much of that water.
Here we go. We were talking about mandates tonight. This is why they're bad. You know, you have people going off the rails, dressing up as animals, peeing in places they don't even need to be peeing in.
I'm going to buy me a cat suit. Maybe not a cat suit, and try that and see how far I get.
Oh, my God. In any event. All right. Listen, it's getting to be the witching hour here, ladies and gentlemen.
Alrighty.
I want to thank everybody in the chat tonight. It was tremendous. Thanks for the input. We will be back next week. As I said, I think we're going to bring those guys on for the talk about a little bit of sports betting. Do some fun stuff with that. But I want to thank everybody that will be watching this. And of course, I want to thank you, Franklin.
Chris, not a problem. I also forgot to mention, although I wasn't much of a fan, I believe Mr. Louis Anderson passed away as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wasn't much of a fan, but you know, he was, you know, he sort of kind of came up around his time. Mm-hmm. And carry on, funny man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. R.I.P. Okay. On that note, everybody out there, stay safe. And when society is going crazy, giving you bull crap, we're here to tell you not to listen to it. We will tell you the truth, as we always do. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
And a good weekend. Peace.